This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 in the evening, and joining us in the studio now to give us the parliamentary updates is, of course, Aiman Rashad. Aiman, what do you have for us?
Well, today was the first day that the Prime Minister's question time, the PMQs, was reinstated. It was scrapped earlier by the de facto law minister, Datuk Liew Vui Kong, but Tun Mahathir, our Prime Minister, agreed to bring it back. So from now on, he will attend Parliament every Wednesday.
So that must have gotten quite a bit of attention today.
Yes, it did. And when Tun Mahathir walked into the Parliament lobby, the photographers and reporters scrambled to take a photo and asked him to pose for one. And he just replied, "I'm 94.
Okay.
So it turns out it's his birthday today. And he got, a birthday surprise from the people there. It was a diverse group of people. So there was the opposition MPs and his political aides and other reporters, and they sang happy birthday to him. So this is just a bit of what it sounded like.
Happy birthday.
So what's pretty nice to hear from that is that doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter whether you are the Prime Minister or, you know, just, a very much younger person, a very much less important person, doesn't matter who you are, birthday songs all start like that.
Yes.
Nobody gets it right. It's quite fascinating.
And it's nice to, more or less hear that you more or less just have to go through and endure the whole singing experience, no matter your station in life.
Correct. No matter how off key, no matter how off sync, it doesn't matter.
You don't know what to do with your hands, you don't know what to do while you're standing there.
Pretty much.
And of course, being the birthday boy, the first question in Parliament today was directed at him. And it came from Datuk Sri Mustapha Mohamad, who is the Jelly MP. And he asked the Prime Minister about the government's efforts to revive Malaysia Airlines.
Ah, nice to hear that nobody took it easy on the birthday boy.
Oh, no. And in response to Tokpa, Mahathir said that the previous government had carried out a 5-year recovery plan back in 2004 with Khazana. And it did help to improve results in terms of operations and service, but not so much in terms of finances. So now Mahathir says that they haven't decided yet what to do next. Maybe it means selling masks, or maybe doing strategic cooperations a potential partnership with Japan Airlines to improve service.
Banyak sudah usaha-usaha yang dibuat untuk memulih mas daripada dianya di tubuh. Pengurusan-pengurusannya telah ditukar berkali-kali. Masing-masing berjanji mereka dapat pulihkan semula penerbangan mas ini. Tetapi malangnya semuanya tidak dapat mengatasi masalah yang dihadapi oleh mas. Sebab itu hari ini kita berhadapan dengan kemungkinan penerbangan ini dihentikan sama sekali supaya kita dapat selamatkan wang yang banyak untuk pemulihannya. Juga kita sanggup mendengar pendapat-pendapat lain berkenaan dengan cara-cara untuk memulih semula mas. Kita juga sanggup mendengar cadangan mengambil alih mas sama ada secara langsung, iaitu membeli mas dan menukar namanya supaya dianya tidak ada lagi kaitan dengan Malaysia, ataupun kita kekal dengan nama mas dan kita ada kerjasama dengan mana-mana airline yang mungkin boleh menyumbang kepada pemulihan penerbangan mas.
So they're still working on the recovery of MAS in addition to the 5-year recovery plan that was done in 2014. Sorry, just now I said 2004, it's 2014. In addition to that, Tun Mahathir also emphasised that there won't be layoffs of MAS's workers, whatever the next steps may be. And he also added that even though they're considering various options to save the airline, they still hope that they will be able to retain the identity of the airline.
terdapat banyak cadangan-cadangan daripada syarikat-syarikat, bahkan kumpulan-kumpulan pengusaha tertentu. Tetapi sesuatu yang kita ingin kekalkan ialah nama syarikat ini mesti ada kaitan dengan negara kita, iaitu Malaysia. Kita tidak boleh jual syarikat ini sehingga namanya terhapus sama sekali.
That was Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Did anyone respond to what he said?
Yes, a couple of MPs did give their thoughts about the matter. For example, Dato' Dr. Nuraini Ahmad, the PAC chair, she agrees with the idea of keeping the Malaysian identity of the airline.
I'm so fond of Malaysian, so Malaysian airline. When you talk about Malaysian airline, it's all about Malaysian. Jadinya, whatever it is a concern of Malaysian. Dan lepas tu apa juga plan yang tadi kerajaan nyatakan, perlu dinyatakan balik juga semulalah and with the rationale kepada kita semualah.
And we also heard from Datuk Sri Nazri Aziz, who was the former tourism minister. He felt that a name change is preferred because the name Malaysia Airlines is associated with the two big tragedies that occurred.
Anything you do now will be good, because MAS punya problem ni dah rock bottom lah. It cannot go deeper than that. It will bounce back.
I don't think hitting rock bottom necessarily means bouncing back, first thing. That's not really how the phrase is usually used. But more than that, I'm not sure I agree that Malaysia Airlines is forever associated with MH370 and MH17. I think that's ignoring a lot of history, that's ignoring a lot of legacy, that's ignoring a lot of what made Malaysia Airlines a success to begin with. And while obviously what happened with MH370 and MH17 are, you know, they're terrible, it's very tragic, they're huge blots in the company's history, I think it's a bit much to say, yeah, because of that, we just have to just rename it completely.
I don't think that's necessarily going to work as well, because if he, in this case, meaning Dato' Sri Nazri Aziz, if he truly believes that it has left such a dark stain on MH's history, it really wouldn't go away with a name change. You know, people will still remember, oh yeah, this was the rebranded Malaysia Airlines.
Exactly. And so, yeah, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I don't think that makes any sense. All right, let us know what you think. Would you want to see us keeping that Malaysia Airlines identity? Is it important whether or not, you know, it continues to be, whether or not it continues under current ownership? Do you want to see that Malaysia still contained within the airline itself? Does that matter? Call us at 7733-2900 to let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Moving on, did anything else catch your attention today, Aiman?
Well, that was a sight to behold, I must tell you. that was a press conference that involved Dr. Mahathir and Syed Saddiq, the Youth and Sports Minister, and also a number of opposition MPs, who they all did the press conference to express their bipartisan support for lowering the voting age to 18. The government withdrew the bill yesterday so that they can amend it to meet the opposition's requirements in terms of automatic registration and lowering the age to contest in elections. So they will read the updated version in Parliament tomorrow, and Tun M is confident that they will get the required 2/3 majority required to support for the bill. And in relation to this, we caught up with opposition leader Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob to ask him how lowering the voting age would affect BN's voter base. And this is what he said in response.
We have to find out after this. First thing is, we want to give more chances to the younger generation. Yeah? We cannot say that they're not mature enough to vote. They're not mature enough to be elected as a candidate, you know. That's old thinking. The new thinking now, the youngsters now, I think the information, they are terbuka dengan information. Maybe dia punya knowledge lebih besar daripada some of the yang umur lebih daripada 18. So we cannot stop them daripada bertanding dan sebagainya just because of age, umur. So that's why kita buka, tetapi terserah kepada parti. Walaupun kita kata mereka boleh bertanding umur 18 tahun, tetapi yang menentukan still parti. Parti yang menetapkan. Parti nak letak umur 90, for example. So parti lah meletakkan umur 90. Walaupun kita kata 18, bukan dia automatik boleh menjadi calon. Tetapi tidak disekat untuk menjadi calon. That's more important. Ya, tapi kalau 18 menjadi untuk mengundi, yes, that one automatic kita mahu.
That was Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob. We'll be continuing this conversation later with political analyst Bridget Wells. Bridget Wells, she's got some interesting findings for us. Aiman, in the meantime, what else would you like to highlight?
Well, the use of the Sedition Act was brought up today. You may have heard in the news that the preacher Wan Ji, who had his original 9-month sentence, increased to a year after an appeal by the Attorney General's chambers. So Wan Ji had been convicted under the Sedition Act for a Facebook post he wrote about the Sultan of Selangor back in 2012.
Right, and there was a vigil for him last night at the Kajang prison, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, the Home Minister, was asked for a comment since it was Pakatan Harapan who promised to repeal the Sedition Act. But the minister said that the government hasn't concluded its studies on whether or not to keep the act.
Walaupun kita dah commit ourselves untuk meneliti mengkaji semula dan masih dalam peringkat kajian, kita belum tamatkan salah satu pada undang-undang yang kita janjikan untuk diteliti balik kalau ada pasal-pasal yang dikatakan drakonian ataupun zalim dan sebagainya. Memang kita komit untuk menentukan sama ada dia dipindah macam apa yang saya buat yang lepas ataupun dihapuskan. Yang ini belum lagi diputuskan. Jadi sementara itu, ini soal isu mahkamah. Bukan soal isu saya. Pasal mungkin Wan Ji telah dituduh di bawah undang-undang seperti ini kerana undang-undang ini belum di-repeal balik. Walaupun semangat undang-undang itu ialah untuk kita bertimbang rasa bersifat perikemanusiaan. Tapi saya tak nak cakap perkara yang bertentangan dengan keputusan mahkamah. Nanti orang kata sub judice, itu saya kena contempt of court. Tapi ini terserah pada pihak mahkamah. Sama ada pihak Wan Ji nak buat rayuan dan sebagainya itu, mungkin ada baik juga dia rayu.
Dr. Mahathir also said earlier in the day that they will proceed with their studies into the Sedition Act before bringing the issue back to Parliament. In another related issue, the bill to amend the National Security Council Act was withdrawn today. This act, as you know, currently allows the Prime Minister the power to declare security zones. Both the PM and the Home Minister declined to comment about this matter. So there's a bit of an uncertainty from them. So I guess we'll have to wait for further developments.
Okay, a little bit of a dark day it feels like in Parliament. Not a lot of good news. But tell us, how do you feel about, I suppose, amending or repealing the Sedition Act? How do you feel about retaining Malaysia in Malaysia Airlines, regardless of what happens with the airline itself? 7733-2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Aiman, thank you so much for those updates.
You're welcome.
You've been listening today to Popit Popit Parliament, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, Spencer Davis Group with Somebody Help Me. It's 5:22 in the evening. And speaking of help, that's what Mas is looking for, sort of, and has been for quite some time. But there has always been this idea, this notion that we have to hold on to that sense of Malaysian identity, mostly expressed through the name, Malaysian Hospitality, Malaysian Airlines. It's always been that, MAS. And Tun M is continuing to say that no matter what happens, we need to have that. Whereas we did also hear from our former tourism minister that no, it doesn't matter because it's been tainted by tragedies in the recent past, which I just really don't agree with.
Well, to be fair, Tun M's tone does seem to have softened a bit with regards to keeping the Malaysian identity linked to MAS. He said now that he hopes they will be able to retain the identity. So it's not so strong anymore. It's that if you want to buy, you have to keep the name.
Yeah, but I see where he's coming from. I see where Tun M's coming from. Because when it comes to... It has been called Malaysia Airlines this entire time. I don't necessarily want it to go off and be renamed Hibiscus or something. I don't know why I went with Hibiscus. But it just...
Bunga Raya Airlines.
Oh, it just doesn't... I would like to hold on to that Malaysianness. I think I'm disagreeing more with Dr. Nazri Aziz, who's like, hey, just let go lah, doesn't matter. It's like, I don't feel comfortable with that. But we're asking you about that, you know, if Malaysia Airlines does get sold, if something does happen, would you like to see the name and identity retained? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us is Siva. Siva, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, hi, good evening. This is Siva here. I'd like to make three points regarding masks. I've been a frequent traveler, especially with masks, since the 1980s. I think it's an excellent airline, and I normally take masks only for the sectors which is probably masks is not flying, then I opt out for other airlines and Emirates and so forth. And between masks and Singapore, for me, masks is still the first priority. And it's a bit, and I think the, it's so I would like the name to be retained because it is Malaysian, and I think they have to try and do their best to retain the name at least. The second point which I like to make is that I've not read anywhere, maybe there is, but they said that MAS is really not making money. Maybe they should let the rakyat know, why are they not making money? Is it the traffic flow of the passengers? Is it very low? Or is it the administrative cost is too high? So when we let go the name, if the rakyat decides to let go the name MAS, at least we are quite satisfied the reason why we're letting go. Because we don't want to let go the name Malaysian Airlines because we are not making money. We need to know the details. Why are we actually losing money? And I think that is very important. And the third factor which I like to make is the point I like to make is that I think the tourism, former tourism minister, Mr. Nazri, said, you know, MAS, he said something about MAS. But in my personal opinion, I think he should be the last person we should listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, I would still like to retain the name MAS. It's a good airline system, but they got to tell us why are they actually losing money in detail. So at least when we let go, at least we'll be quite satisfied with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Siva. And I think it's super valuable to hear from somebody who is still choosing to fly with MAS. I have a very sort of... I have a very touch-and-go relationship with MAS in that sense. I will opt for the best value tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whether or not that is MAS, you know, then I fly with them. If not, yeah.
Yeah, well, for me, it really still is the best value. I'm not at a place where I can... pay for patriotism yet.
Yes, fair enough. But to Siva's point also about understanding a little bit more about why MAS is in the state it's in, I agree that it does tend to come through here. Yes, you're right. In the headlines, it's like, oh, we're not making money. Oh, you know, it has been in the red for a long time. And the last time we spoke about this as well, there was another listener, I think, who weighed in saying, tell us exactly, you know, I want a full paper. I want to really understand where it is. And I think that there will be some hesitance, probably because once salaries and things like that come into the picture, there are things that people within the company wouldn't want others to know. There are things that you don't necessarily want to be so open about in terms of where your money is going. But I agree that it would be helpful.
It would be, especially since when you see the headlines, it's always... the reason why MAS has been brought to its knees is because of mismanagement. But in what areas exactly? Where was it mismanaged? It'd be nice to know, seeing that most of the funds that have been channeled into MAS to save it has been coming from taxpayer money, if anything.
Wing Hao on WhatsApp says, at one point, JL was facing the same fate as MAS, but through tremendous sacrifice, they were able to turn it around. MAS has to do the same if it's going to pull through.
I just wonder if there is an enough amount of sacrifice that they have to put in to even go through the current bad economic times it is. It's, I think in the past, I believe an economist said that it's especially worse for the aviation industry at the moment.
Alvin says, keep Malaysia Airlines, but instead of just focusing on the airlines, why not think bigger picture? Maybe it's one of the reasons that our tourism industry is not doing so well lately. And Alvin, I mean, that is just, we should do an entire segment on tourism in our country, because people feel very strongly about it, and clearly we aren't doing enough. And I do think it's all tied together, although MAS's problems as a company are also just kind of on its own.
It's part of it, but it's also separate. Though it is true, there is a need for a further look into the situation and the current context of our tourism industry at this very point in time.
April says, MAS may not be profitable when it comes to hard numbers, the books, but anyone who runs the entity should be able to recognize the brand recognition and goodwill within the name. Hence, I don't think there would be any name change.
That depends, though. It really depends on whoever decides to, if the government wants to sell that. It really depends on who takes over the airline, whether they still want to go through with it. Because if it does go into private hands, I'm not sure how much say we have left with the airline.
I'm assuming that it would be one of the precursors for selling. That right. We're not just going to sell it and say, do whatever you want. It's like, sell it, but. That's what Dunam has been saying. Sell it, but we hope you'll retain. Or sell it, or you can have it, but only if. I think that's going to be sort of where we are.
I'm not sure. You know, the recent parliament statement says he hopes he can keep it. And hope is a very weak word, I guess.
Yes, but he's a very strong leader, so we'll see. You can call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:39 or so in the evening. You're with Lynn and Kelvin, and we have some messages about masks. Or I should say we have some messages about Malaysia Airlines and how long it's going to remain Malaysia's Airlines, because it is about the naming of it.
Yep.
We're looking ahead to a hypothetical situation in which we do, in fact, sell the airline. And it has long been said that we need to kind of retain that sense of national identity. And we've been asking you whether or not you think that is indeed important. And we have a message that's come through here from Uma Singh. Please maintain the identity of Malaysia Airlines. Think tanks should come up with other creative ideas, like changing the lavish menu or, you know, perhaps some of the facilities. The name is identity. It's important. Go public with the problems. You might get mind-blowing solutions from the rakyat.
That's a good piece of advice. And one thing that struck out to me was whether the name matters at this moment in time beyond nostalgia, because if they aren't necessarily winning the awards for hospitality, being the best airline, how much more economical value is there truly to the MAS brand?
Well, I'm also interested in the idea of going public with the problems, because there is, of course, as there always has been, a reluctance to show or a reluctance to display any mistakes, a reluctance to be open for scrutiny. But considering how much certain segments of society really deeply care for the airline, I mean, call it what you want. You might say it's just down to nostalgia. You might say it's down to a sense of national pride. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, the point is people, and there are groups like that, really, really care about the company. And so I think opening it up to say, hey, listen, if you want to save it, you know, not necessarily asking you to crowdfund ideas.
Yep.
Crowdfund money.
Crowdsource the idea.
But I think crowdsourcing ideas is not a bad idea in and of itself.
And so many government agencies are already doing it when they've hit dead ends, especially recently with PTPTN, for example.
Yeah, but then again, that backfired. So maybe people are learning from those mistakes as well. I just think that there's value in opening it up a little bit. PC says, if I'm the buyer, I would want to rebrand. Therefore, I would want to change the name. MAS is history. Thank you very much.
Yeah, though I do agree with it in some capacity that MAS is history. And perhaps it might be time to move on, though. I just wonder how much say we would have in being able to retain that name once it is sold to an independent and private buyer. I'm not sure whether what we say will have that value anymore.
Well, if PC or someone like PC is the one doing the buying, then we wouldn't have any say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Mohan says, keep MAS, cut the board's perks. And Raz says, it doesn't matter. As long as the fares are reasonable and the service is excellent. The US, for example, doesn't have a national airline. If you're a regular traveler with MAS, you will notice that they have upgraded their website and booking system multiple times over the last 3 years. It goes to show you how they spend money.
And those, I assume, are good improvements for MAS, right? They are improving their services in some ways.
I would think so, though I'm not sure that that's what Raz is saying. I would think that it does go to show that there is some value being placed in the user experience overall. I mean, even before you get on a plane, just the whole thing of booking. But Raz, let us know if we're reading you right, because it's hard to tell sometimes through WhatsApp. And of course, you can continue to send those thoughts through. Do you think that we need to retain that national identity of Malaysia in the name of MAS, in the name of Malaysia Airlines? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we're also playing Name That Tune.
The rules are very simple. Just listen to today's snippet. If you know the name of the song and artist, call us right now at 773-2900. It's your only chance to win the world-famous Belgian BFM goodie bag.
Last week, was it last week that it was Celine Dion?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is this a clue? I feel like you're giving out a clue.
I'm just saying, last week it was Celine Dion, and at the time I told everybody, go with your gut. It might not seem like this is possibly what we've chosen, but it in fact is. Let's hear that again. Let your gut guide the way. It is an unusual choice. Call us at 773-2900 with the name of the song and artist. And in the meantime, we have Talk Talk with It's My Life, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Dr. Mahathir Mohamad was talking once again about MAS and the possibility of selling it, and saying that if we do, the hope is that we would be able to retain the name and the national identity of it all. And so we want to know, does that matter to you? Is it important for you to have a Malaysia Airlines out in the world somewhere? That number to call is 773-2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Earlier, we heard from Raz, who pointed out that MAS have upgraded their website and booking system lots of times over the last 3 years, and went on to say, goes to show how they spend money in MAS. I thought Raz was being a little bit critical. Kelvin, on the other hand, thought, aw, MAS, doing well. Raz is back to say, no strategic thinking when embarking on a project. Just look at AirAsia. Have they changed their booking system multiple times? Do you know how much it costs every time you do a change?
Yeah, I think I misread that clearly. Though I would still, fingers crossed, like to give them the benefit of doubt whether it's a situation where maybe it just needed improvement, or on the other hand, maybe they just wanted to solve the smallest thing they could and make it seem like they're still trying to do something.
I would also say that as somebody who flies fairly often, as someone who travels pretty often and therefore looks at a fair number of airline websites, it does matter. Actually, the booking system is tremendously important in terms of understanding and like really getting a good picture of how well they're going to serve you. So I can see why it matters. On the line with us now is Nick. Nick, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, good evening, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, I was at Malaysia Airlines staff back then, about 30 years ago, and even though we left the company a long time ago, me and my group, which is from the customer services department at the Subang Airport, is also known as the ground services, or also we have been known as ground crew. We discuss about all this current issue or any other issue related to the company aggressively and actively in, of course, now in WhatsApp group. And we are still connected. Even end of this month, we're going to have a reunion, the biggest reunion ever here in Lembah Kelang. So, talking back about the changing of name or selling the company, I am visualizing Malaysia Airlines retain the name, but change their color and logo. I'm visualizing the color of the aircraft turns to gold with a new logo, remain the same name. And I'm visualizing Tan Sri Tony Fernandez heading the company, regardless whether he want to merge with AirAsia or he want to remain a separate entity. And I felt strongly that Tan Sri Tony Fernandez can do something, and I believe we can feel proud again of Malaysia Airlines.
Nick, thank you so much for calling, and have fun with your reunion.
The largest ever.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. That name, Tan Sri Tony Fernandez, is certainly coming up a lot, right, when it comes to this discussion. And I think he has said something about this. We will look that up. I remembered the headline. I don't want to misquote, so we'll check that.
Well, he said no.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said.
To be involved with Malaysia Airlines.
At this point in time, but who is to say? I mean, Nick certainly sounds very hopeful. We'll see.
Yeah, I like the additional suggestion of changing not the logo, but just changing the colour of the MAS colours, I think.
Yes, and retaining the name. How do you feel about that? Do you want to see Malaysia Airlines continue to be called Malaysia Airlines regardless, come what may? Call us and let us know, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back to continue that conversation after the 6 o'clock news today, during which we'll also be talking about lowering the voting age and who it actually is a risk for at this point in time. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
6:05 in the evening, and just continuing our conversation about masks before we move on. We've been talking about, well, not necessarily selling it, but moving ahead to a hypothetical situation where it is sold, and asking whether or not it's important that it is still called Malaysia Airlines. Mm-hmm. Does it matter to you that somewhere out there in the world, planes are flying and the name on it is Malaysia Airlines? 7733 2900 is the number to call. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Phil just says, if AirAsia buys masks, it'll be called Air Malaysia. And seriously, the turnaround man might be Syed Mokhtar Al-Bukhari.
It might be, because Tony Fernandez has said that he is not interested in taking over Malaysia Airlines at all. And what he said was, how many languages do I have to repeat myself that I'm just focused on AirAsia at this point?
You know, it's kind of flattering, right? It would be pretty flattering to be that person.
Yeah.
You're just the prettiest girl at the party. Everybody's talking about you.
All eyes are on you.
Pretty much. I mean, that's been the general sense. Wisely says, Mas has swallowed billions of the rakyat's money. Get rid of it. Doesn't matter if it retains the name or not. Already the name has a lot less meaning since the fall of MH370 and MH17. And I...
Someone strangely agreeing with our former tourism minister, who also echoed the same rhetoric.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why that might be the case in the short term. Those were tragedies that happened within a very short span of time, and they were really, really traumatizing for a lot of people, much less the company itself. But I still think that there is more to the name and more to the legacy and the brand of the company than just those two incidents. I think it's a bit reductive to just look at it like that.
Yeah, especially since, I guess, I don't want to say that we will forget these tragic incidents, but it might be a context where because you don't grow up with these memories, don't grow up with that history, that if, let's say, Mars does continue to exist 10, 15 years down the line still, that it might not be seen that way anymore.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We do have an anonymous caller on the line who used to work with Mars. Good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, Min. Good evening. I was part of the restructuring team a couple of years ago. And I've left the company because I can't see anything improving for the past few years. To me, it doesn't matter whether you sell or you don't sell, whoever runs the business. It is about don't make the same mistakes again. Look at the routing, because the routing is part of the whole business model. Look at the marketing part of it. I have to tell you that after the restructuring, most of us really work our sock off to improve the company.
Mm.
The crew work multiple shifts. The captain work multiple shifts. Everybody works multiple shifts to improve the company. But there was too many interference. There are too many interference from the government. There are too many interference from the shareholders. So I just hope that they don't make the same mistakes again. Because if you were to put Tony Fernandez or anywhere else for that matter, if they don't change the attitude, if they don't change what they have been doing for the past 10, 15 years, it will always be the same. There will be no changes, and they will suffer further. It is not about changing the name. It is not about who will be the next CEO. As long as they change the attitude of it, then everything will be all right. So I just hope that those who will be left behind after this, take note of it and make sure that the company survive again and fly higher. Thank you very much.
Before you go, I do have a question for you. Some of our listeners are asking for Mars to make their problems more public, you know, one for more transparency, the other, I guess, to crowdsource ideas. As seeing that you were part of the restructuring team, was that ever in the discussion?
No, it is not a good idea to make it public because they are there are too many dirty linens to be washed. So if we make it public, then it's going to create a lot of problems later on.
Thank you so much for that call.
No problem.
And I think that unfortunately confirms some fears that people had, which is just that it sounds as if, a lot of interference, which has always been a problem, and also just how well is it run? You know, how efficient is it such that you won't be able to have some open, transparent conversations? I think that has always been a worry for people, and it feels as if that's somewhat confirmation of that from the inside.
Yeah, and whether when it comes to its headlines and stuff saying that MAS has been mismanaged for such a long time, are there also elements that are less savoury that may require investigations to take place? And that's why these issues cannot be made public yet.
Maybe so. So keep those thoughts coming. We want to hear from you. Do you think that it's important to retain the name and identity of MAS, of having Malaysia Airlines exist in this world? 7733-2900 is the number to call. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have Law here who says, let's face it, the current name and identity carry some fairly negative baggage. You know, there are the tragedies, there's poor service, insufficient routes, etc. It needs to be run like an MNC, not a GLC. The government needs to stay out of the operations, no more cronies. Having said that, it looks like any attempt to revive MAS is doomed to failure, judging from Tun's requirements for takeover, which I think is somewhat similar to what you were saying earlier, Calvin.
Yeah, and whether or not, because of that strong Malaysian identity, strong Malaysian brand, we meaning in this case the government, is willing to truly let go of the brand and have it be run independently, I worry it might not be, right? Because it is 22 some over 20 years in the making of an airline that has had the government's hands in it for such a long time. Maybe letting go is an issue.
Well, on that note, Lee says, legacy of MAS, legacy of running an airline like a public service, best to get rid of such a legacy.
Yeah, and that's drawing to some of the other comments that we've seen earlier.
Including this from John.
Can any company in the world survive with constant interference from the outside?
Yeah, so look, no one's denying that there are clear problems with this. And it seems as if anything, aside from the existing problems of MAS, it seems as if even the identity of it, the branding of it, is being called into question, right? Like, I, for one, aside from the fact that I don't super enjoy my flying experience with MAS, and I haven't for a few years, I am one of those people who is slightly nostalgic about it, who is slightly, you know, I do like the idea that there is a Malaysia Airlines. I do like the idea that it exists. I think that it means something.
Yep.
But clearly that's not shared. I mean, clearly not everybody feels that way. There are people who will always be associating it already with just sort of a black hole in terms of money, or just a bad run of things, basically.
Yesterday, when you were pointing out the fact that perhaps the empathy bank for the government as an institution is running out, perhaps the same is coming across from MAS as well. It's so much funds poured into it, so much love, so much care. It's not coming back to us, right? There's no return on investment here.
No, and it's a long-running thing. So to go back to that idea of the bank, I think it depends on how long have we been doing this? I mean, how long have we been talking about the problems with MAS? How many attempts have there been? You know, earlier Ayman said both 2004 incorrectly and then 2014 more accurately. But the point is, there has been these repeated attempts to restructure, to change, to help. And so for people,
so many hands have come in.
Correct. So for people on the outside watching and looking, it's like, oh, how long are we going to be doing this for? On the line with us now is David. David, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi there. Hi. How's it going?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's an interesting discussion going on here. And seeing all the obvious passion that the outpouring of passion over the Malaysia Airlines and all that, I can't see how the new owner of Malaysia Airlines will want to change the name. Because there's obviously commercial value in the name Malaysia Airlines. So I really don't see this as a huge issue. It's really more a case of how well the company can then now be run with the new owners, more than anything else. And obviously at the end of the day, beyond the name, service does matter, value does matter, you know, price does matter. That's all I just want to say.
David, I do have to ask you, though. I mean, looking at the messages that are coming through, there is quite a bit of negativity. There are people who are saying that, you know, it's not actually associated with good things anymore. Do you think that that needs to be taken into account in terms of that? Because it seems like right now it's a very charged thing. You know, you are either like, yes, we have to retain it, or you are, oof, just let it go.
The only thing I can say to that is that being Malaysian, if all things being equal, between flying an airline with the name Malaysia, it is versus another airline, same price, all things being equal, without Malaysia on it, I would definitely fly Malaysia, the airline with the name Malaysia on it. It's all national price. Believe it or not, it does have an emotional pull to a certain extent. That's my view anyway.
David, thank you so much for calling and for sharing that. And like I said earlier, when I fly, I prioritize value, but I will always check MAS. So I don't know, I may not necessarily be always buying that ticket with MAS, but I always check. And not just because I'm assuming they fly out of KL, therefore they'll have more routes. I check because I do want to give the national airline a shot. You know, like, are you going to be able to compete? And then sometimes I have to say, maybe not, and run off to someone else.
I would be in the same camp as David, right? Given that all things being equal in terms of service, in terms of value, I would probably also choose MAS compared to the other one.
Would you agree with that? You know, do you prioritize flying MAS? Let us know. Do you want to retain that airline name, Malaysia Airlines? Also let us know. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Strokes with The Modern Age. You are listening to The Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. It is 6, let's call it 22 in the evening. And we're talking about MAS and moving ahead. We've been talking about selling it for quite some time, but we're now moving ahead to a situation where, let's say we do sell it, would you want the name MAS, you know, Malaysia Airlines, to be retained? Is that really important to you? And the other question is, do you prioritize flying MAS, you know, out of a sense of national pride, out of a sense of whatever, or is it all about value?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty split on both sides. You know, it's either, it's essentially sentiment versus no sentiment, and going for the hard economic facts that they've been bleeding money for such a long time.
Yeah, as it always does. But now we're talking about branding, so it's slightly different. Again, that number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's hit to the messages.
Yep, we have a message here from Husti that says, let MAS be taken over like the way Geely took over Proton. Husti, do get back to us. If, let's say, we do have someone else taking over MAS, would you like to see the name retained or not?
Well, yeah, MT Chia saying the same thing. Let MAS go. Proton is doing well in the correct hands. But in that case, Proton and Geely, it's still called Proton. So I think maybe that in and of itself is an answer, that, you know, we do retain the name, but we just kind of hand over the reins
to someone that is hopefully more independent.
Raz is back to say, it's getting stronger and stronger as the show goes on. Close MAS, sack everyone, start fresh. Malaysians are too emotional. Nothing to be proud of for an airline that is bleeding taxpayer money.
I just wonder how much of the mismanagement feeds into the poor perception that MAS is facing at the moment. Locally, perhaps there is a lot to do with it, but then internationally, what it boils down to, if your service is great, if your deal in terms of cost is great, there is no problem there. Though, of course, the mismanagement might seep out in other ways, right? It might affect the service, it might affect the training of the staff and so on.
Rajendra says, let's not be sentimental. Malaysians should be ashamed to be associated with an airline that has been a total failure. Sell, don't interfere, and change the name. So we are getting some pretty strong messages leaning in one direction. John says, other non-Malaysians are probably indifferent about the brand, only that it's an airline from this lovely country. And yeah, I don't think there is anybody saying that this is about trying to brand it for the rest of the world. It's very clear that keeping the Malaysia Airlines branding is very much a Malaysian thing. It's very much for us.
I also want to... I'm still thinking about whether the name change might do anything for the company. If it does try to rebrand, does the name Mars carry any sort of past baggage? Or would changing the name free them up from that baggage and then having them be able to start a lot fresher than they did if they had kept the MAS name?
I think it all depends on how... I think it all depends on the capabilities of the people who will sure. be taking over. It really comes down to that, I believe. Ben says, of course, I do choose Malaysia Airlines. Most people end up choosing Air Asia because it's cheap, not because it's nice. and then Gabriel says, MAS will need to survive as it gives a sense of pride and prestige. To further improve, they need to give and offer more value to passengers via their Enrich program.
That is a good suggestion. And if you keep those coming in, I think it ties in nicely with the message we got earlier from listeners saying, well, MAS should make its problems public. That way, maybe the public can chime in with better solutions.
And chiming in with solutions is exactly what people are doing. There's quite a lot coming through. Subra saying, the airline business has had a rough time in the past few years with other airlines going down too. Take the sentiment out. Keep the brand name, perform a thorough audit, and hire airline consultancy experts to look into the issue. Go forward with a professional management team without any interference. That's just sound business advice.
It is. Though we did have someone who was in the team who was trying to fix some of the issues that MAS is facing. And I think what he essentially said was that some attitudes are very hard to change, and that's why they're still in the position they are today.
Damien says, the name is not important when it comes to full service carriers. Look at Emirates, Etihad, Cathay Pacific. Haven't had an enjoyable experience with MAS in a long time for the premium that we're paying. And then we also have, a bad experience being shared here by Chong, who says, I was shouted at badly mid-flight by a flight attendant in front of all other passengers for asking him to repeat what food was available. I vowed to never take MAS anymore. The moral of the story is get rid of your black sheep. And then conversely, I might consider it if the name changes.
Well, tell us why, right? Because if, let's say, they do still retain the same amount of staff, even with the name change, would it actually change the services?
Yeah. Although if you assume that somebody is going in and buying it and there is a significant overhaul, mm-hmm. one would think, one would hope.
Yeah.
There is a Nikki on the line. Good evening, Nikki. What are your thoughts?
Hi. So I think usually we tend to associate MAS as having that extra, that better value every time we board one of their flights, and hence why some of us choose that over the likes of Air Asia, for example. But I have to say that recently I got on one of the MAS flights to Cambodia, and the quality of service has just dropped dramatically from what I remembered it to be. And the flight attendants were very noisy throughout the flight. I have no idea why they were not, whether they were briefed on, what is the proper etiquette during flight. The food's not great either. We always tend to complain how with Air Asia, for example, you have to pay for all the top-ups for the meals and whatnot. But with MAS, even though, it's like a fully packaged flight and whatnot, it's not like the meals are great. It's not like the services are any better. And I think if we want to go for something that is, well-serviced, I think we wouldn't mind just paying that bit more and going for better airlines nowadays.
Nikki, thank you so much for calling and for sharing that unfortunate experience on your flight to Cambodia. That mirrors in many ways the experiences that I've had recently with Malaysia Airlines. And that honestly gets in the way of my national pride when it comes to the airline, because ultimately we're all selfish beings, right? We just want a good flight. And if your past few experiences haven't been positive, it's a little bit foolish to continue persisting and hoping.
I just wonder if this conversation and our sentiments would change if we were having this discussion on a MAS flight itself, right? Could it be like, right now I want to keep it, but then when you get on a MAS flight, it just might be that for some of the experiences we've heard, well, why keep it at all? The service here is so awful.
Are you saying we go to the airport? Maybe we go to the airport.
We go to the airport.
We'll see. Keep those thoughts coming. We are going to be talking about the youth vote after this, so send your thoughts through on that as well. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.